welcome back to another episode, another season, in fact, of the Leader Quest podcast. I'm Justin. I am your host. And here at Next Steps Coaching, you will find resources and trainings on all things related to your leadership development. We talk about, at times, what it means to be a business owner, but more importantly, what it means to be a holistically healthy person in whatever capacity that you have been called to lead, as a spouse, as a parent, as a community member, in any of the ways that you find yourself surrounded by those needing exciting and excelling leadership. That is what we provide here at Next Steps Coaching. And as I mentioned at the top of this episode, this is the kickoff to season 4. So we will have a bit of a shorter episode today before we kick it off in earnest next week. And I wanted to do two primary things if you are just discovering us so that you can, first of all, get caught up and then know where we are headed. So because a lot of the work that I do related to leadership development involves working with business executives, with business owners, and higher-ups in business, part of my previous seasons have revolved around that, and that's really where this next season is going to go. So, very quickly, season 1, if you missed that, was a lot of interviews with my wife and I. We would record these on Saturdays at our in our house and talk about ways in which we were growing as leaders, both as business owners and as people, as spouses, as parents. We homeschool our 4 small kids and just spent a lot of time talking about that holistic side of leadership development. Not everything that we do is focused on the business aspect, that there are many ways in which we need to work to keep ourselves healthy. So we talk about exercise and sleep and emotional triggers and just kind of that 1,000-foot view of what our lives were like at that moment. Filmed just over a year and a half ago as we kind of walk you through the first 10 to 12 episodes talking about our life and foundation for healthy leadership. Season 2 is audio recordings of a conference that I held back in March of 2020 as this world was entering the coronavirus pandemic. I interviewed a variety of business owners, of business leaders, of business coaches and consultants who all gave their take on what they thought was going to happen and unfold, and along the way started to provide tips about wherever you might find yourself at the beginning of this pandemic. And certainly a lot of that information is still relevant and timely. We talked HR issues, we talked finance, we talked personal development. We talked ways in which you could actually start a business, that maybe you've been laid off or furloughed. What are ways that you could quickly and effectively, without a lot of overhead, get a business up and running? So if you want to go back and catch season 2 and hear that, it was called the Building with Purpose Conference. I invite you to go back and check out season 2. And then season 3, which we just finished up at the end of 2020, focused on some of those changes, that businesses are facing in the midst of the ongoing pandemic. And so this was filmed the summer and fall of 2020, and again, a dozen or so episodes interviewing other business owners on how their businesses have had to change and pivot and transition in the midst of what was going on. And so we hear from entrepreneurs, we hear from startups, we hear from some YouTube personalities and social media influencers. We also hear from some brick-and-mortar restaurants and what they are doing to combat some of these changes, how they are anticipating what's ahead, and how they are not just surviving, but thriving in the midst of what is going on in the world around them. And as we wrap that up right at the holiday season, right before Christmas, we aired the last season of episode 3. I'm excited now to launch into season 4, and again, we are taking another, this time more forward look at business leadership and ownership in season 4. And So one of the side ventures that is emerging for me in this time is helping those individuals that in the midst of what is going on in the world that are looking to start businesses, start successful ones. And so I am partnering with an HR consultant and with a financial coach and efficiency guy, expert. And together, the three of us are getting ready to launch a business mastermind. And so you will get to hear along the way some talks about what that mastermind looks like if you're interested in joining. But mostly it's a chance for us to share on this platform some of those resources and information for you to just take away and start applying to your life and your business. So next week will be an interview that I conducted with one of those leading the mastermind with me. Dr. Juanita Webb runs an HR consulting firm here in Bakersfield, California. And she will talk about some of the changes that have gone into effect in 2021, what we can anticipate under the new Biden-Harris administration, and some of the things that you as a business owner or a leader need to be aware of about company culture and workplace and company politics, expectations, all of those sorts of things. The week after that will be an interview with my other business partner, where you can hear from Dr. Scott Thor about personal finance and employee efficiency and effectiveness. And he will talk about personal finances and how it relates to the business and ways businesses can actually increase their own productivity and satisfaction and customer engagement through bettering their employees. It's a really fascinating interview. If you are in charge of leading people at all, I highly recommend that you go ahead and subscribe to the podcast and stay tuned for that one when it drops here in a couple of weeks. The week after that will be a chance where they actually get to interview me about success and high performance and a lot of the things that I focus on in the coaching world. And so you will get to hear the background over the next coming weeks from each of us and from each of our expertise. And then from there, we're going to talk about ways for the rest of the season that you as a leader can influence change where you are at. That maybe for you that means leaning into your workplace and helping those around you navigate these changes well. Maybe that does mean starting a side business. We're going to intentionally address here coming up in about a month what it looks like for you to start a business. And we're going to give you practical tips and insights on time management, on finance, on inventory and overhead, on all the things that you need to focus on to get your business up and running quickly. And hint, it's not a lot of things like the financial legal structure of it. We want to actually help you launch a viable product very quickly and affect some real change for those that you love. So that is our preview of season 4. Really excited to have not only my upcoming guests, but the panel of wisdom that is going to be present on this season. If you guys are at all interested in your own leadership health, your own leadership journey, your own leadership stability for the long haul, this season is really going to be a blessing for you. And you're going to figure out how you can tie that into the business world and either start or grow your current business. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but I actually got my background. I started coaching in the area of leadership health and burnout. That I was in my doctoral program at the time and working in a church that had a history of producing burnt out leaders. And I purposed on very quickly that I wanted to not just fight against that in my own life, but for the sake of the church that we were in at the time, start to help them analyze what healthy leadership looked like. And that was what started me on doctoral school. That was what got me interested in coaching. And so this season, we're going to focus a lot on those metrics of leadership health. We'll talk about knowing why on earth you're on earth. If you can't answer the question of why you're here and the mission that you're trying to accomplish, it's going to lead to dissatisfaction in every other area of life. I promise you, you have to be clear on that first. And then from there, we talk about these internal dynamics of health. What does it look like to be spiritually, emotionally, physically, and mentally healthy? Mentally ready for battle. We are seeing a huge rise, not just in leadership burnout, but in depression, in anxiety, and unfortunately, in things like suicide, that this ongoing coronavirus pandemic has produced for us long-term issues of mental health. And we're going to talk about what you need to do as a leader this season in order to stay healthy. That it's not just the books you read or the podcasts you listen to or the conferences you attend, but there are proven methods and ways to stay mentally sharp and mentally engaged in the task you're doing. And those books are important. I'll talk about my morning routine and some of the things that keep me mentally focused. But we're gonna really dive into that you cannot be at full effectiveness, you cannot be at full influence, you cannot be at full impact as a leader working to leave a legacy if those, what I term as internal dynamics of health, aren't taken care of. Your spiritual health has got to be in order. Your emotional health has got to be in order. You must be an emotionally intelligent and emotionally wise leader in this day and age. We talk about what that's going to look like in this season. We talk about physical health. And guys, you cannot be a person of influence if your floorboards are covered in McDonald's wrappers. I promise you that. And then we'll talk again about that mental health. And from those internal dynamics, we see the external fruit of ministry. And in the coaching relationship, that is primarily related to areas of relational health and financial health. And so we're talking about what it means to be a fully generous, a fully extravagant person. What does it mean to live a life of full abundance? That out of all of these things that are going on inside of you, through your own internal health metric, you're able to pour that into others, into your finances, and into a way to give back and carry forward your mission and your purpose. And that is what this season is going to focus on. So I am so excited that you have decided to join us. Thank you for hitting this journey with us. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't. Leave us a review. Go back and listen to those previous seasons as you wait for new episodes to drop. But with that, I want to wrap up today and encourage you to this day find one task that you can do to bless someone else. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Leader Quest Podcast and my interview with Dr. Juanita Webb and everything related to your HR success in your growing business.